If you are not somebody who likes to lie in the sun on one of the many, how many, I can count about 110 sun lounges in front of me around the pool, if you're not somebody who likes to do that, if you're not somebody who likes to sit in the library and read, if you're not somebody who likes to add to the earnings of whoever runs the casino on board the ship, there is still plenty more for passengers to do aboard a liner. And joining us now is the events manager of the ship, Nikki van Bouillon. And with a name like that, my guess is you come not too far away from where we are parked.
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Somerset West, so close to home.
Yeah. How long have you been in the ship business?
With a company, 5.5 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And before that?
Before that, I was selling cars for a living.
Okay. I'm trying to see the logical career move between selling cars and events management.
Traveling, yeah. Seeing the world, yeah. Making money.
Do you make money?
Of course.
Okay. And you save money on clothes because you're looking very elegant in your white uniform.
Oh, thank you. Trying to save money.
You don't have to. And I mean, there are roughly 2,200 passengers on board at capacity?
At the maximum capacity can reach up to 2,200. At the moment, we've got 1,900 or just over.
Yeah. And amongst those 1,900, you're probably going to have categories of people who like to do different things, who want to be entertained in different ways. So how do you go about assembling an events program?
Well, basically, my role as events manager is taking care of the travel agents and media groups on board. We've got the entertainment department that takes care of the guests and their little things to do on board, which, yeah, they have everything sorted. There's a theater for them to do. There's lots of entertainment happening, live shows. There's plenty to do for them on board. Every day there's activities.
And I suppose, I mean, this ship is on an 87-day round the world. And if you're stopping in, as the ship's now in, she's now in Cape Town for a while, next go to Port Elizabeth, so that's a relatively short cruise. Then off to Mauritius, which is a longer cruise.
And then over
very
to Sydney.
Long cruise to Australia. Yes. And I suppose it's easier for people to be entertained, to be kept busy while you're stopping in at different ports. But I imagine it gets a bit more difficult, events and entertainment, when you're on that long trek from Mauritius to Sydney.
Yeah, you definitely need to keep them entertained, otherwise the guests tend to get bored and...
No. That word, B-O-R-E-D, doesn't exist. B-O-A-R-D, that's a word, B-O-R-E-D doesn't.
No, but we keep them entertained. We
do. Doing what?
Well, like during the day, we've got sporting activities for the guests. If they want this, like golf lessons, which more like putt-putt sessions that they can do. They've got live bands that would play on here on a lovely day. Like I say, they've got the dance crew in the theater that they can go have a look. There's movies showing in the theater. I mean, I don't know if you've taken a walk around, but
I didn't see the
beautiful
theater
on board. Yeah. We've got watercolor classes, there's book clubs, there's knitting classes for the ladies.
And the gentlemen.
There's a cigar lounge for the gentlemen.
And the ladies.
And the ladies, yes. But yes, there's plenty to do.
Yeah.
Lots to do.
What's it like to live on board?
As a
crew member, yeah.
Lovely.
It is.
It's
really
fun. Yes.
You're not just saying that because you know your bosses are
listening. Well, no. I have lots of fun. I mean, you become like a little tight-knit family on board, and it's nice. The pace is, the work pace obviously is like super fast, but living conditions is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't get bored.
No.
There's too much to do. There's too much work to do.
Definitely.
And you're not going to tell me about difficult customers, are you?
No. Let's
because
not get into
any.
That.
I could tell there are some. And is this something that, I mean, if you're the captain, if you're the second in command, if you're one of the...
Higher up, yeah.
Yeah, that is a career. But for somebody like you, somebody like the dancers, people like the musicians are on here. I mean, is there a kind of...
growing process?
Is there a time limit to how long you can live in this way?
No, I don't think.
You could see yourself doing this for another 10 years comfortably.
Most possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Like, just to give you an example, we had a crew member retiring yesterday after 25 years at sea. So they do make a career of it, and this is a lifestyle. So
yeah.
And a good one at it.
And obviously your favorite port to visit is Cape Town.
Cape Town, yes. It was an amazing feeling to sail in this morning. It was incredible.
Because you've been at sea for 16 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where did you come from? You came from?
We came from Southampton.
Okay, so 16 days.
Down to, yeah. It's quite a
weather.
Long stretch.
But you don't notice. I mean, I spent some days on the Queen Mary, which is bigger than this, but you don't notice bad weather, do you?
You do
really?
Not. I mean, they're built for rough weather, and especially Queen Mary being an ocean liner, you don't feel it. But if you have your sea legs, you're good to go. Yeah. Yes.
And what is your second favorite port?
Sure, there's many. I would say Croatia in Dubrovnik. It's
really?
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how much time do you, as a member of the crew, to get to explore the places at which the Elizabeth docks?
Well, we don't get a day off as such. We work 7 days a week. Your day off will consist out of about 6 hours off in a port, and you learn to do a lot in 6 hours or in a short amount of time. You do your research beforehand and then you just run for it.
I think there is a book to be written.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm seriously, because those kinds of tips, how to get the best out of Dubrovnik in 6 hours, the sort of skills that you develop on board.
You do, yeah.
Anyway, what do you have planned for tonight? You have had some guests go off, and the guests that are joining will only join tomorrow, I presume, most of them.
Yes, we've got our turnaround taking place tomorrow. Only half of the ship going home, and some of them getting back on. But tonight, basically, I think it will be fairly quiet on board, because most people, I've heard some staying out, meeting local friends. So, the local, the normal routine will carry on the ship. There will be entertainment and everything taking place. Yeah.
And people will eat and drink and take the sun, such as it is.
Yeah, let's hope for the sun.
Yeah, it's coming. Tomorrow it'll definitely be here. Nikki, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Plain sailing. I don't know, what does one say to an events manager aboard a ship?
Plain sailing.
Bon voyage. Nikki van Bullion.
Thank you.
The events manager aboard the Queen Elizabeth. We